Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, herbal medicine.
There's one called for girls. I mean, all the girls who design for you like that. And there's one to call for boys. I mean, to put something under your eye like that, and all the range, all the big men with the Range Rover and the big.
Well, most herbal medicines are one type of dietary supplement, and most of the time they can be found in so many different fashions. Capsules, powders, teas, extracts, fresh or dried plants. And most people use them to maintain and improve their health, maybe as supplements or main treatments. But also, some people believe these products, labeled as natural, are always safe and good for them. Is that true? Does it really help? Or we need something else before we go to them? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this. Of course, you know, usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to a show all the way from South Africa, a Yali fellow alumni, Lucy Lovemore. Welcome back to Let's Talk.
Hi, how are you? It's always a pleasure to be in this platform. Thank you so much for inviting me once more.
In the new year. In the new year, that's right. Welcome back. And of course, from the city of Nairobi, Kenya, to Akuze founder, the one and only, Joseph Mani Muya. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Sandy. It's great to be on board.
All right, thank you so much. And from Maryland in the U.S., please welcome Bumi Olatoji. Bumi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sunday, for having me one more time. It's a pleasure to be here.
All righty. And tonight, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing herbal medicine. Well, herbal medicine is said to be safe and always good to use. Is that true? And I spoke to my colleague Solomon Abo from the Hausa Service, and I wanted to know his take.
Well, I think I'm a little biased because I'm from a traditional home, and I was exposed to herbal medicine since I was a kid.
So, really?
Yeah, okay. My dad is a herbalist, and, runs in our family. So,
wow, interesting.
I have been, over the years, I have my bias towards conventional, medical tablets and all that. Because I'm used to, when you're not feeling well, they boil some herbs and some, roots and, mix it up with lemon and whatever it is. And for me, it worked, so it had worked for me all my life. So it took me a long time to even migrate. And I think sometimes there's a placebo in that because I have, over the years, experience drinking or using herbal medicine. I want it. I don't want to go to the hospital. I'm not used to going to the hospital all the time. I'm used to, I'm not feeling well. I'm coughing. Oh, I need some honey. I need some ginger. I need some lemon. I need some garlic. Something that I think is traditional.
But also, you need to know, Solomon, some people say, you know what? We know this. But let me tell you. There's some people taking advantage of other people. There was some guy, if you remember, appeared in Eastern Africa. Mm-hmm. He came with a cup. He mentioned that cup of water, herbal water, whatever that was, mm-hmm. whatever mix he has, you drink it, you clear all your ailments. And he mentioned a lot of diseases. And let me tell you, my brother, do you know, he was in a village somewhere and this place was flooded. There was no roads where he was living at. They created a road just to get to him. Some of them, yes, said they were cured, but a lot died. Sadly, mm-hmm. going to him, after getting the cup, while they left the hospitals, some of them died just because they were on their way. They couldn't get there. It was so remote in the village. And this guy made money, serious money just mm-hmm. because of that.
Yeah.
So there's this downside of herbal medicine that some people are skeptical. These things have to be vetted well. Don't you think so?
I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree. I think that herbal medicine has come way, 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 way forward to this current times. These days, they would have to take you to like a medical center to stream and tell you how many diseases that can be cured. Placebo, you can say. Like, and I would totally admit that. Like, yeah. That I would rather take a herbal medicine
right. And
drink it, I don't care how bitter that is,
right. Than
taking a tablet.
Actually, yeah. When it's bitter, I think you feel like, yeah, this is the one.
That is what they say, but I don't think that is absolutely true.
But that's what people say, right? Like, yeah. Hey, that's yeah. so bitter. Yeah. It goes in. It clears everything. Isn't that? Thank you, Solomon Abo. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing herbal medicine. And now, back to the studio. All right. First and foremost, welcome back. Let me welcome Bumi Latoji, yourself a pharmacist and also a person who deals with medication all the time. What do you think? People most of the time believe that herbal medicine and, of course, the supplements are always safe to use. Is that true?
From my own take, herbal medicine these days is gaining popularity. And, you know, it provides the relief some people need. But, however, the risk and the benefit have to be considered. People have always thought because it's herbal medicine, it is safe. But that's not always the case. There are many risks to be considered. For example, we have some herbal medicine that you have to consider your disease state. If you have any disease that makes you prone to bleeding, using something like ginseng, for example, is going to make you more prone to thinning your blood. It's going to make you more prone to bleeding, which is not good. So ginger is herbal, right? But then you have to know what is going on with you. We have a lot of drugs like St. John's wort, for example.
Mm.
It's an inducer, which means it reduces other medication. Let's say you're using a birth control. Let's say contraceptive, and you are on St. John's wort. It's a herbal medicine. Mm. But then it's not going to make your birth control work. And then you get pregnant, and then you're like, wow, but I was on the birth control. But something was inducing, was reducing the effects of your birth control.
Okay.
So there are a lot of things to consider when we think about herbal medicine. It's not always the natural things are safe. No.
Okay.
So my take is herbal medicine, if you find relief, it's good. But you have to be very careful when you use it.
Okay.
And I think you still have to use the knowledge of your physician and your pharmacist. No, is it good? Is it okay for you? And sometimes the claims, because when we talk about herbal medicine, we cannot really claim that it treats a disease state. You understand? So because it's not enough scientific evidence for that.
Okay.
So people just assume it's good for this. I'm going to say, like, for example, let's say you have arthritis, for example, and you're using something like maybe like glucosamine, or maybe like ginger, turmeric for arthritis. You cannot really claim that it's going to, you know, treat your arthritis. Fine, it's good for the bone, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have enough scientific evidence for that. And you still have to know that, are you sure you want to go that route and only take your herbal medicine, or you still want to take your prescription drug and just only use that as a supplement? As a pharmacist, we are not discouraging herbal medicine.
Okay.
But a lot of time we believe in mostly using it as a supplement.
Thank you so much. Well, we heard from the expert herself. You know, you're the expert in the business. But anyway, on the same note, some people say, you know what? All the time, you know, as a pharmacist, you might want to sell what you have in the store. But here we come in our villages. Lucy Lovemore, tell me, when you go down there, home village to your grandmother, you're talking about cleansing. You're talking about maybe you have a cold. You're talking about maybe man's health. There are things that your grandma says, you know what? Once you take that particular tree, you're going to be okay. And guess what? That's what happens. Tell me about what you think with people treating themselves back home with all this herbal availability of medication around them.
Okay, so my take would be simple. Let me start off by just giving you a light on my educational background. So I studied for a medical science.
Okay.
I did a BSc in medical sciences. So
yes,
we did diagnostics and everything. So I'm
very well.
I'm well aware of what is happening in the pharmaceutical
industry. Okay.
But I've always been very interested on herbal medicine.
Mm.
and I've always loved it. And okay. I'm not even talking about something that started now. I started using herbal medicine when I was very young.
Wow.
For as long as it comes from the tree mm-hmm. and the root, I'm good to use it.
Right.
And I use the same information that I'm being given by the elders. Mm-hmm. Why? The reason is they have been using it for decades and decades and decades, and it has proved to work. And if you look back then, we never used to suffer, or rather, our people never used to suffer from cancers, from obesity, from all these things and ailments that we are faced with in this generation we're living in. And, you know, I'm so glad that today you invited me into this platform, because we just finished our long holidays. And when I was coming from the holiday, it's been banning me from maybe a year back. I felt it in within my spirit that I need to go and dig up my own medicine.
Wow.
And you know what? On my way back, I stopped and I went to my marula tree. I don't know if you guys call it the same way. Mm-hmm. Marula tree. And what I wanted from the marula, I wanted the inside of the bark. Okay. Because there is so many benefits that
really?
You get from it.
Wow.
You can either dry it up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sparkle it in your morning porridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that will heal everything that you might have, your ulcers, everything that might be a problem in the inside of your digestive system.
Wow.
Or you can soak it into water,
mm-hmm.
let it stay for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and start taking it as a morning boost.
Wow.
Because just before you go to work, mm-hmm. you take it as your morning booster. And I'm telling you, it's the best.
And it can work wonders.
Yes. And I remember when I was in that safari, there was a place where I could, I think we were looking for, you know, all the big five. And there was a time that I could smell senna. So I knew that around there is a tree of senna. And you know that a senna is an antidiuretic. And I was so excited to say, you know what?
Right.
Remember, even the animals on the wild animals, they're using the same trees.
Really?
If they have, yes, if they've got gastro, they know which tree to eat.
Wow. We'll be looking for that marula tree for sure, you know? Well, let me allow Mr. Joseph Mani Muya. Joseph Mani, tell us your experience with people using herbal medicines all the time.
Oh, for me, I really believe in herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we use it a lot, maybe in the context of Kenya, in the day-to-day life, especially in the rural, if you've grown up in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get sick with, like, chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
There's this tree called marubaini. You just boil it and then you shower in that and you get cured.
I know that tree for sure.
And I think they are even more effective than conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they treat a lot of ailments, but the challenges would lie with the herbalist. I mean, if you're not a skeptic, then you don't get healed. I guess it's also with some superstition or faith. Believing that the medicine will work.
Thank you so much, Mani Joseph Muya. Herbal medicine is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamar, with Lucy Lovemore and Joseph Mani Muya. Right now, discussing herbal medicine. Now, according to mydoctor.com, herbal medicine involves using part of a plant for healing purposes. Also, herbal is a part of remedy that may come from the leaf, flower, stem, seed, root, fruit, or bark of the plant. So, I spoke to Na Amali Kote from Ghana, and I wanted to know her take on the use of herbal medicine.
It depends on the person taking it. I mean, there are a class of people who believe in the traditional medicine, and no matter what, they would always prefer it to contemporary medication. Yeah, especially those who are very inclined to their tradition. They believe that these are herbs that were provided.
And now, Amali, is this more about tradition? Is it connected in any way?
Yes, it's connected to the tradition, and then it's connected to the individual's belief as well.
Okay. Like, what about you? Is it something that you think for you is the same thing?
in the traditional setting, they believe that these herbal medicines were knowledge from the ancestors, knowledge from the gods. And so someone would sleep, and then the gods or the ancestors will reveal to them a particular herb and what it can cure. And these things were what they were relying on in pre-colonial times. For instance, in a very even cosmopolitan setting, when you mention some sickness, they will tell you, oh no, this is a spiritual sickness. You better get some herbal medication to solve it. You follow these hospitals, you're probably going to die. So they have category of diseases that they will tell you, no, you should go to the hospital, you should see a doctor. And then in modern times, too, some people did not have any knowledge base, and they haven't been in communication with the gods or with the ancestors. But then they have become their own gods, and then they tell you, okay, this medicine, it can cure 10 kinds of.
Especially in some places, Na Amali, you can tell me, with especially men's health, when it comes to men's health in the bedroom. Most men will go to this kind of herbal medication. They run up to that when they hear there's something over here. They'll be running.
Absolutely. We hear of several, they have head, roots, they have to submerge or plunge into, you know, drink alcoholic beverages. They have to plunge into it. And I mean, for men's health, most of them rely on these medication, because you just have it in a bottle and they hide it in their room somewhere, and whenever they are ready to perform something, they just know that I have a reliable friend here.
Right.
And I can just get through it.
Thank you, Na Amali Kote from Accra, Ghana. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing herbal medicine. Well, herbal medicine is considered to be the most ancient form of healing, because they've been used in most traditional cultures and they have had a major influence on many systems of medicine, including traditional Chinese medicine, Indian medicine, Native American medicine, Australian medicine, and so on and so forth. There are so many written books, records from Roman, Egyptians, Persian, Hebrew cultures that show these herbs we use to treat almost every known illness. So, with that being so popular, we today
still look into this as the main option or an alternative? Although some of us don't think this is the main way to go. I'll come back to you, Bumi Olatoji, as a specialist in your own area of medicine. But still, people today are looking at all these histories, you see, of how, you know, herbal medication came from. So do you think, is there a way that maybe these will come to be the mainstream one day?
Well, regarding it becoming the mainstream one day, there is nothing impossible.
Okay.
And I'm not against herbal medicine.
Sure.
But then, the thing is, herbal medicine, in my own opinion, is very good when you have minor illness. You have things like cold sores. You have things like maybe dyspepsia. I mean, maybe constipation, insomnia, you know, all those minor things. Herbal medicine is good.
Okay.
But how do you use only herbal medicine when you have things like heart diseases, when you have things like stroke? How do you only use herbal medicine for such conditions that are very serious? So, I mean...
So it depends on the situation. It depends on the situation you're going through, right?
Yeah, so for me, I would think if you have all this minor sickness, herbal medicines are very good. And, you know, you can easily use zinc for your cold, for example.
Right.
Even vitamin C or whatever thing you want a concoction to mix together or blah, blah. But when it's becoming a very much more sickness, that's my concern.
Okay.
How do you only rely on herbal medicine for that? And then another thing. Herbal medicine doesn't have like a dosage instruction. You know, people just take like those concussions, mix those leaves together, and just drink it. And how do you
drink,
know the right
they
quantity,
tell you drink
the right
three cups
proportion.
Or four
how
cups?
Do you know that? And all these things tells on your liver. Even lemon, ginger, all those things people boil together to drink. They are very good. But how do you know how not to take excess? Because the liver is the one detoxifying all those things. How do you know when you're not putting too much on the liver? Compared to our conventional medicine, they have dosage instructions, you know, take one tablet, take one capsule, or this and that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see that herbal is coming, because even on the counter, in the pharmacy, we do have a lot of herbals on the shelf, sitting down there, people coming to you to ask information about it.
Right.
But still, I believe it's good for minor conditions.
And let me tell you something. There's this question that you can also help us out all here. For most health, especially we're talking about men's health, okay, you find so many people talking about herbal medication. Lucy Lovemore, what do you tell me about that?
You know what? Well, my view is very different. I say that if you grew up using herbal medicine, there won't even be a need for you to find yourself with a stroke or any of the diseases that we are coming across. But if you grew up and you taught yourself to use herbal medicine as well as the right food, less GMOs and stuff, you would not even suffer from strokes.
Okay.
And another thing, the sister was talking about, you know, how you should check your doses. We don't even know the dosage and everything.
Mm.
But the wisdom of our ancestors surpasses all understanding.
Wow.
That's what I really believe.
Mm-hmm.
It surpasses all understanding because it always works for them.
Okay. Wow.
These guys did not have any, you know, as they didn't have sterilization for crying out loud, but kids were being born in half, and they were growing up, and all was well. And you start to ask yourself that if really our modern medicine was the thing or the only thing, how come we didn't lose a whole lot of our generation back in the day? We're actually losing more people now than we did back then. That's just my point of view.
Okay.
Then I will tell you about the blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
In Venda, we have got what we call mupesu. And no matter, you can go everywhere, east or south.
Wow.
And you need to ask about mupesu.
Mm.
They will tell you that you can never go wrong.
Really?
You can never go wrong. It will reverse your years to, I don't know, to when you were like 21.
Wow. And it's so popular over there.
You understand? Yes. It's very popular.
Wow. So hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 universal time, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. We will be back.
The Black Bottle Boys.
Fuck it like nobody, sucking your whole body. Rocking everyday body, clean bitch, plain daddy. Oh. Before the night cuddle, we locked up the brains. And then we pop bottles, belly champagne. Cause love is the thing that I have in my heart. And it's there for you. African queen that I need and I want every day. It's only you. Low baby, you got that kakuna. Mando a crack, you got your machuma. Maradona, waka and we sing along. Ooh la la la, ooh la la, ooh la la. Yes, we sing along. Ooh la la la, ooh la la. And we go like waka waka, waka waka, waka waka waka, waka waka, waka waka, waka waka, waka waka, waka waka.
Jump off the jetty. With the young kings, biggest bars everywhere we go, we run the streets. Never gossiping, I'm only with the big talk. Black bottle, so you know it's time for lift up. Big money, so you know I'm living by the code. Born with it, so you know your boy will never fold. Bel Air here, Bel Air there. We gotta have Bel Air everywhere. Bottles on ice, balling all night. Black Ferrari boss, stepping out in all white. No, it's not a secret, meet me at the top. Black bottle boys, we'll never stop.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa service of the Voice of America. Well, that's it for sure tonight, where we'll entirely explore the herbal medicine. I want to send my greatest thanks to you, all the listeners and all the ones I called on the phone. And in the show today, I want to thank you all the way from South Africa, Limpopo, Lucy Lovemore. Thank you so much for your time, Lucy.
No problem, Sandy. I love today's topic.
Okay. And all the way from Maryland in the USA, thank you so much. Pharmacist Bumi Olatuji, thank you for your time, Bumi.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to be here.
Sure.
And it's a very interesting topic.
Thank you. And from Nairobi, Kenya, to Akuze founder, my friend Joseph Manimuya, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Sandy, for the opportunity.
All righty. Thank you. Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be street foods. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. We'll
From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.